They say a change is as good as a holiday. So I've decided to film today's phrasal verb video at the Alpha Equestrian Riding School. Our three phrasal verbs are sink in, come down to, and wind up. Let's talk about sink in, our first phrasal verb. To sink in means to be realized, to be understood completely, to become clear, and to be taken in. And usually when you talk about sink in, there's the sense that there's something sinking below liquid, especially water. Water. Well, unfortunately, I've had to take the explanation of sink in indoors because Jesse the mayor tried to eat the camera and then it started raining. So we were talking about the literal meaning of sink in, which means to go below the surface. Now I'd like to apply this metaphorically. I'd like you to imagine your brain and your realization and understanding are on the surface. And then slowly they sink in and they penetrate right to the bottom of your brain. And then you have complete understanding, complete realization. So let's look at a few sample sentences. Sample sentence one. It took time for her words to sink in. In this case, it took time before the person understood what the other person had said to her, understood completely. Sample sentence two. I started riding at the age of 49. It only took one lesson for the message to sink in that I was no longer 25. Every muscle in my body ached. So in this case, there is a complete realization that sinks in, that this person is no longer as young as she used to be. Sample sentence three. The news slowly sank in. I had won the lotto. We often use certain words with the phrasal verb sink in. For example, I'll read them to you. News, thought, idea, meaning, message, concept, fact, and information. The news sinks in. The idea sinks in. The message sank in. Oh, and the realization has just sunk in that I'm still wearing my riding hat. I'd better take it off. It's time for our second phrasal verb, come down to. It's late afternoon here at Alpha Equestrian. The horses have been brought into the stable. They're munching their hay. And let's talk about come down to. Come down to has three different meanings. The first meaning is to be recognized as the most important thing. And fittingly, we'll use a horse riding sample sentence. Here it is. This is my Scottish riding instructor, Colleen Russ. She's a champion horsewoman. Colleen, what does being a good rider come down to?
Well, I would say it comes down to good core strength, a good relationship with the horse, and good balance.
Thanks. A second sample sentence that illustrates this meaning is, lasting relationships come down to three things, respect, kindness, and generosity. So, these are the three most important things or characteristics that lasting relationships have. Now for the second meaning of come down to. It is to be explained or described in the simplest way. Here's a sample sentence. It comes down to this. Either you clean your room or I take away your pocket money. So this mother and son have been fighting about the state of his room, and now she puts it as bluntly and as simply as possible. Tidy your room or lose money. Now for the third meaning, to be passed on or to inherit. Here's a carpi knife came down to him from his grandfather who bought it in 1935. So this meaning is to inherit or to pass down. When something comes down to you, it is passed down to you, you inherit it. So there's an historic sense when you use this phrasal verb. Our third phrasal verb is wind up. Wind up has 5 different meanings, so we're going to be quite busy explaining this one. The first meaning is to conclude an activity. And guess what this activity is going to be for the first sample sentence? Of course, horse riding. So we wound up the lesson by going for a trot amongst the lemon orchards. For those who don't know what a trot is, this is what it looks like. It's slower than a canter, and this is a canter. So, the meaning of that sentence is to end the lesson by going for a trot. The second meaning of wind up is to set in order. You usually set in order your affairs. You wind up your affairs. Here's a sample sentence. She wound up her affairs before she emigrated from her home country. So normally when you move to another country, there's a lot of admin that needs to be done. Organization, closing your accounts, paying your debts, and so on. The third meaning of wind up is to arrive at or to end up in a state, in a place, or in a situation that is normally unpleasant. Sample sentence. He wound up in hospital with pneumonia. Now, pneumonia is an extremely unpleasant illness and really dangerous. It is an infection of the lungs that is usually characterized by extreme shortness of breath, and it's the leading infectious cause of death in children worldwide. The fourth meaning of wind up is to close a business, to cease to operate the business. For example, they wound up the business when they realized that they would no longer be able to pay their debts. This is an economic term with a very specific definition. It means that the company must sell all the assets, pay their creditors, and then distribute what assets are left, if there are any left, amongst the partners or amongst the shareholders. The fifth meaning of wind up is to make someone very angry or bring that person to a state of great tension. Now here I'd like you to imagine a mechanical clock or a mechanical watch. You wind it up, there's a spring inside, and the more you wind it up, the tighter that spring becomes because the energy is transferred to the spring and it coils up. And it's not difficult to see the similarity between a spring becoming more and more tense and a person becoming more and more tense. So here is an example. The day before the riding competition, I was really wound up. Another sample sentence would be, being with that selfish man really winds me up. I'm never relaxed when I'm with him. The time has come to say goodbye. I hope that everything you've learnt in this lesson has sunk in. Mastering phrasal verbs comes down to practice and more practice. So let's wind up this lesson.